Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Our great nation, values, traditions, institutions, all of this continues to be attacked from within. We're living in a very perilous time. A revolution isn't coming. Sorry to hear. And the all-out assault by the progressive elites has shattered a lot of major parts of American culture, chief among them, the rule of law. And we're in the midst of a life and death struggle. And while they have captured virtually every major institution out there, the final outcome is still in doubt. And that's good. And it is imperative that we have clear insights into the true nature of the conflict and identities and tactics and ideologies of the organized groups and forces that mean to destroy America. Now, a lot of people get out there and say, you know, there was a Beatles song out called "You Say You Want a Revolution." And even when the song came out, the Beatles took a lot of heat from this, from the left, about the message that they thought they were giving out in this song. And the song's message, what it might be, it might not be a bad idea to slow down and think before you tear down society. So, here we are. There's this guy named James Pastor. He's written a book with the same title, You Think You Want a Revolution. He grew up in a Chicago neighborhood known as the East Side, located in the extreme southeast side part of the city bordering Lake Michigan and adjacent to northwest Indiana. And the East Side was a predominantly white ethnic working class community once dominated by the giant steel mills of the Calumet region. The work ethic was strong. It wasn't uncommon to see three generations of the same family, grandfather, father, and son, working together in the same steel mill. The East Side was a tight-knit community of traditional families, patriotic American value, and a lot of churches. Mr. Pastor's values were formed by his family and community and his church. He joined the Chicago Police Department, and in 1985, through his outstanding performance, was selected as a member of the elite gang crime enforcement unit. To be an effective cop on that unit, you had to have some special traits. And one was courage, combined with skill to take on the biggest, most dangerous gangs in America during the 1980s. Another was sincerity and dedication to protect the most vulnerable citizens, the victims of these vicious predators. Now, the book he wrote is not a cop book, but many of his insights describing the intersection of race, religion, and politics have been shaped by his work and life experience. Now, the 2020 riots perpetuated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa were actually a armed insurrection. The planned and deliberate violence was unprecedented in American history. The subversion included 574 riots, 624 acts of arson, 2,385 looting incidents, 26 people killed, 97 police vehicles burned, $2 billion in property damage, and 2,000 police officers injured. The death of George Floyd sparked the violence, but it wasn't the cause. The cause, well, you know, the violence and the hatred had been sown with the seeds of racial division for many years by leftist groups, university elites, and perpetuated by the media. Black Lives Matter ideology, an offshoot of critical race theory, was a crucial element. CRT is a radical ideology derived from Marxist critical theory. The twist with CRT is using racial conflict rather than class struggle to determine the foundations of society. So this wasn't even a thing. This was an adapted template, if you will. And it was adopted because it was going to work. Or at least they thought it was. Now, CRT teaches the United States is an illegitimate and irredeemable racist country with a constitutional framework designed to maintain white supremacy. It maintains that all whites are born as perpetual oppressors and all blacks are born to be perpetual victims. One of the myths is white privilege. Yeah, that's a big one. It's a basic tenet. It's pushed relentlessly through all social institutions and propaganda outlets controlled by the left. You can recall the images of the spoiled upper middle class and wealthy white college students prostrating themselves before BLM mobs in 2020 to confess their self-induced white guilt and atone for their privilege. Spectacles of white self-flagellation are great for headlines, but they don't reflect reality. Black Americans make up 13% of the U.S. population, and whites still make up 60%, and Asians constitute 6%. For most people in the latter two groups who are non-elites, their racial identity is not a benefit, but a detriment to workplace, educational, and social advancement. This unfair treatment breeds resentment. And Mr. Pastor questions what will happen when the vast majority of two-thirds of the country, average people who work for a living, get fed up with being marginalized and vilified. And he warns of the dangerous backlash that inevitably will come. He considers all of this to the pivot point to where we are right now began with Barack Obama's presidency. His 2004 Democratic Convention speech put his presidential aspirations on a fast track when he proclaimed, "There is not a black America and a white America, but a United States of America." And millions of people bought into this, hoping that the first black president would prove to be a leader who would transcend race. Instead, he proved to be just the opposite. Under Obama, black and white relations significantly deteriorated. This wasn't the result of a racist backlash from white people, but instead was engineered by the Obama administration. They exploited every racial controversy to inflame animosity, demonize police, marginalize white people, and advance the myth of systemic racism. Mr. Pastor notes that the problem now is that many want racism. They want to use race as a wedge to divide society. He also confronts another issue that is taboo to discuss in the leftist culture, which is the reality of black crime, and he deconstructs the myth that disparities in black arrest rates are proof of racism. All of this crime is occurring in population centers where they're big population hubs. So when you have a huge population of people living in somewhere, then you're going to have a disproportionate amount of crime happening there. And in the inner cities, it's going to be black on black. It connects the catastrophe of fatherless families in the black community, now at 75%. Nails that one. He provides, well, you know what, we're going to take a break and come back to this. For those of you who think you want a revolution, I'm not really sure you understand what all that means, what that tear in the fabric of the nation would be. And I'm just going to try to show the ugliness of it, what all that would mean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Just talking about all these people that claim they want a revolution. We're actually in the middle of one. we have some chaos that's not the intended, you know, it's not the result of well-intentioned ideas that went wrong. All of this was intended to be this way. And in the American public, there's a limited understanding of who the ultra-radical groups are and what they believe. In the golden age of Major League Baseball, vendors would sell scorecards to serious fans entering the ballpark, declaring, "You can't tell the players without a scorecard." So Mr. Pastor, who's written this book, So You Say You Want a Revolution, with his comprehensive classification and summary of the ideologies of almost 20 active groups, you get an extremist scorecard, and he classifies them into specific categories: special interest groups, left-wing communists and socialists, anarchists, right-wing fascists, and racist nationalists, both black and white. In 1986 and 1987, his gang unit was part of the FBI-led team that took down the notorious El Rucans. The El Rucans were a sophisticated criminal organization that had originated as a common street gang on the south side of Chicago, had become radicalized in Sunni Islam, and contracted with Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi for $2.5 billion to shoot down a passenger airliner at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport with a rocket launcher. The plot was thwarted, arrests were made, and a rocket launcher was seized. We can expect similar things to happen again as the current conflict intensifies. We may see street gangs that will be recruited into the leftist revolutionary movement. In 2020, gang members played a significant part in the BLM rioting and looting and attacks on police. And they could easily transform into a more formal role in the future, especially if the money's right. The current crime wave that we have going on right now is very deliberate and intended to collapse our society and institutions in sort of a Cloward and Piven-esque way. Designed to beat you down, soften you up. And the destruction of America is a top priority on the globalist agenda. And we know this, a lawless society will not survive. It will either be toppled by organized hostile force or descend into chaos and disintegrate by its own weight. And policing is not the answer to all of our nation's social problems, but without the rule of law, we can't even begin. So, he, Mr. Pastor, who has worked with the roughest people, he proposes a concept he terms public safety policing, which would be order, maintenance, surveillance, and protective methods. Order maintenance requires a return to proactive policing. He presents evidence showing that order maintenance is essential to reducing homicides, and the positive results will particularly benefit black urban communities. Making arrests for quality of life crimes, currently almost exclusively ignored in Democrat-run cities, has a direct impact on reducing homicide. Hiring more police makes a difference, too. Every 10 additional officers results in a reduction of one homicide. Surveillance includes enhancing local police departments' ability to collect and analyze raw information and actionable intelligence. Then there's protective methods. That's to control the environment in order to protect the community. Methods include hotspot policing to apply police resources in high crime areas, opposite of what we got right now. Problem-oriented policing to identify and find long-term solutions to specific crime problems, which we don't have right now. And holistic approaches to develop positive life skills for young people. Training and tactics has to be improved to better protect individual officers. We're going to have to enhance police-citizen partnerships and ensure that the public's constitutional rights are indeed protected. Now, Mr. Pastor thinks there should be more SWAT teams. I don't have a problem with the SWAT teams, there being more of them, as long as they're not used to serve a warrant on somebody, you know, in a red flag sort of thing. In a red flag sort of setting. I have no problem with SWAT teams that are actually specially trained for this kind of stuff, especially if they go do what they're supposed to do. Like in Uvalde. Dan and I were talking about that earlier. I don't know what they had there. They had, 400 officers responded. How many officers actually work for the Uvalde School District Police Department? Now, everything that I'm suggesting here is diametrically opposed to the timid, reactive, soft-on-crime approach currently employed by many police departments. In order to even consider these changes, a lot of things are going to have to change. But first and foremost, you got to understand this. Any policy that is adopted in this country should be founded upon a belief in the legitimacy of the nation, support for the role of the police to defend the Constitution, protecting the safety of the citizens, and it's pro-victim and anti-criminal. That's the way it's got to be. There is no middle ground. Of course, that's not the way it is right now. That is not the way it is right now. Talked earlier today about the guy that attacked a woman in New York and killed her dog after throwing a bottle of urine on her. So, and police, in order for them to actually execute their role, they're going to have the unequivocal support of a jurisdiction's political leadership. They can't be pawns in a political play to get votes, to curry favor, to fundraise. They got to be, one, allowed to do their job. Two, they got to be supported when they do their job. If they mess up, fine, go after them, hook, line, and sinker. But give them the support they need, the training they got to have, and don't send them on these missions with these virtue signaling policies that you put in place, like red flag law and all of these FBI, going after parents, all that other nonsense. Support the officers. Support your community. It's not that hard of a thing to think about, really. Of course, seems like it's sort of hard, doesn't it? Seems like they have a hard time just doing what they're supposed to do now. When we we're coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to look at the political leadership of at the top tier of political leadership in Chicago. We're going to take a look at the very weird world of Mayor Lori Lightfoot, because she does occupy a weird space. She doesn't get enough attention for some of this stuff that she does. It's quite, if it wasn't so sad, it might be entertaining. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official says the central bank's number one priority is curbing inflation. Speaking to CNBC, Chicago Fed President Charles Evans describing it as job one. The Fed has been raising interest rates throughout this year in a bid to tame record high inflation and soaring prices. The majority of almost 12,000 unionized rail employees voted to reject a labor agreement backed by President Biden. That means there will be a status quo period during which strikes cannot happen while the union continues negotiating with freight railroads. Four unions have approved the deal. Seven more will vote over the coming weeks. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow losing 93 points to close at 29,202. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Okay, there's no doubt among anybody paying attention that Chicago is in crisis. Crime has exploded. Ordinary citizens live in fear of venturing out from their homes. And if they live in the wrong neighborhood, their house may be shot up as a drive-by gang assassination attempts hitting neighboring homes. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has tried to downplay the severity of the trend line, but Chicagoans understand the risk they take merely by walking or driving on the streets as recidivist criminals are set free to wreak mayhem again and again on the innocent. Prosecutors said Friday that a Chicago man on parole for possessing a stolen motor vehicle and on bail for possessing another motor vehicle shot a concealed carry holder during a carjacking attempt in the South Loop. Cortez Creighton, 24, is the 45th person accused of killing or shooting or attempting to kill or shoot someone in Chicago while awaiting trial for a felony this year. The alleged crimes involve at least 83 victims, 21 of whom have died. Major companies and well-to-do taxpayers are fleeing the city. In the space of just 7 weeks in May and June, Chicago was hit by a pair of corporate defections. Illinois' richest man, Ken Griffin, announced he's moving the home of his $57 billion Citadel hedge fund to Miami, and Boeing Company said it would pull its headquarters from the city. Caterpillar Inc. has also decided to move its global headquarters to Texas from the nearby suburb of Deerfield. So, this is sort of bad. And how does Her Honor the Mayor respond? In a fashion that would have made Emperor Nero blush. She got out and she started acting sort of strange. It was like she was trying to cheer up the populace with a video. cheer him up in the face of the foreboding reality of the city under her leadership. But she has a very grim face while she's doing it. And it may be the mayor is an awful combination of a fantasist and an exhibitionist. Or it may be that she's simply a clown using her office as an excuse to dress up and play out repulsive fantasies. And she has done it more than once. She's dressed up like a cowboy, you know, for the census. She came out as Corona Destroyer. She announced Halloween guidelines for the city wearing a mask over her eyes and a mask over her mouth and, you know, the Corona mask and Clorox on her chest and wipes on her hips and capes and all this other stuff. You know, not freaky at all. She's proven herself to be incapable of her job and at best seeks to distract the electorate and populace from her failures. And at worst, there's something deeply wrong with her. And the evidence is piling up for the latter hypothesis. Now, going east, let's go to New York. And in a perfect world, New York State Police Superintendent Kevin Bruin would resign in disgust at seeing his boss's reaction to the Supreme Court decision that bears his name. Instead, he chose to aid Governor Kathy Hochul in her quest to circumvent the court and continue to deprive New Yorkers of their right to bear arms in self-defense. And that wasn't enough to keep the governor from launching an investigation into his alleged workplace misconduct. And on Friday afternoon, Bruin abruptly announced his decision to resign, effective October the 19th. The Albany Times Union was the first to report on Bruin's alleged misdeeds, which centered around his relationship with the human resources director at the agency. State Police Superintendent Kevin P. Bruin, who took over leadership of the agency 15 months ago, was under scrutiny from Kathy Hochul's office following allegations that he had shielded a former human resources official from internal complaints due to their close working relationship, according to two people with knowledge of the matter. Hochul, during a meeting Tuesday with the Times Union editorial board, confirmed that she had directed her counsel's office to look into the myriad allegations that had been swirling around Bruin for several weeks, including in posts made on private social media websites that are reserved for current and former state police members. Hochul said, "This is an individual that I inherited," because, of course, it's all Cuomo's fault. 2 months, you know, he was appointed 2 months before the former governor's resignation. She said, "I will gather all the facts and I will make a determination. I'm not prepared to sit here and say I'm going to fire somebody until I have the evidence necessary. I've heard the allegations, and I'll tell you, a lot of people say things about me on websites, too. I think everybody's owed the investigation, which is ongoing at the time." Not exactly a resounding vote of confidence for her state police superintendent. But then again, he's resigned. New York Times has reported on Friday that Hochul was planning on placing Bruin after the election, though the reasons remained unclear to the paper's source. I guess she's presuming she's just going to win? Is that it? Coming from the Times Union, reported in its original story, we get the former human resources director, Mary Ellen Tedesco, resigned from the agency last month. She had worked for the state police since 1982, and her duties included vetting job applicants and assisting with hiring decisions. She could not immediately be reached. And her resignation followed an investigation by the state's Office of Employee Relations, formerly known as the Governor's Office of Employee Relations, into her handling of a job application by a person who uses a wheelchair, according to two people with knowledge of the matter. According to another person with knowledge of the allegations, Bruin had allegedly shielded Tedesco, 60, from internal complaints lodged last year about her handling of human resources matters. Person said that several high-ranking members of the state police brought complaints to Bruin about Tedesco, but that the superintendent took no action and allegedly asked that the matter not be documented. Now, Governor Hochul, because she's so good at what she does, she goes, "I want to get to the facts, and I'll make a decision based on the facts. I want to know more information, and if you notice, all the reporting today has been fairly vague and short on particulars." Now, I can't help but wonder if the real devil isn't in some details that might have been revealed by the investigation. With Tedesco already having resigned and Bruin gone in just a few weeks, however, it's an open question as to what happens to the investigation and whether the findings of that will ever be made public. And despite the changes at the top of the New York State Police, it won't make any difference when it comes to the agency's enforcement of the state's unconstitutional gun laws. It would be nice to see Acting Commissioner Stephen Negrilli buck his boss's anti-gun directive. I doubt he would have gotten the job, even temporarily, if he wasn't already willing to go along, at least until the courts order him to stop. And that I think that's in the offing. That's probably in the offing. We'll see. I sit here, and I try to fathom what kind of campaign, how much attention did the people of New York pay to certain things in these elections? How many people actually know who's running? I mean, is that a question I need to be asking? How do these kind of policies become policy? And why does this kind of stuff? It only arises, it only pops up when it is politically expedient. And that in and of itself makes me wonder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Recently, a judge has filed a temporary restraining order against the New York State Concealed Carry Improvement Act. And, of course, now, Governor Kathy Hochul and other officials have appealed the decision by this district judge. Attorney General Letitia James has lashed out at the judge and vowing to fight for the safety of every New Yorker by making it nearly impossible for them to legally bear arms in self-defense. That always amazes me how that's supposed to work out. She said on Twitter, "Our communities are plagued by gun violence, and we must be able to enact common sense laws to protect New Yorkers. My office will appeal today's ruling on our state's concealed carry laws and continue to fight for the safety of every New Yorker." And Hochul and New York City Mayor Eric Adams sounded the same off-key note about protecting the public by depriving them of their ability to protect themselves. New York authorities blasted Judge Sotheby's ruling. In a statement, Governor Hochul said it was deeply disappointing that the judge wants to limit my ability to keep New Yorkers safe and to prevent more senseless gun violence. You incredibly ignorant woman. Mayor Eric Adams of New York said that the order would make it harder for us to protect New Yorkers, and the state's Attorney General Letitia James pledged to appeal. But other progressives seem a little confused about what the judge's ruling means. But let's take a few things on their face value, shall we? Hochul doesn't like regular New York people being armed. Neither does Eric Adams. And law-abiding people that are armed harm nobody. Commit fewer crimes than people that don't have permits, including cops. They are the most law-abiding people out there. When they get together in a group, they leave the place wherever they congregate, they leave that cleaner than when they got there. It is truly an interesting dynamic to observe as it plays out. Yet, you got other people like Hochul, Adams, Letitia James. They're so against regular people being armed because this, you know, and it's interesting that Governor Hochul, she regrets that a judge limits her ability, and that's all you need to know. It doesn't matter the rest of the details. She is disappointed the judge wants to limit her ability. There you go. all you need to know. Now, we get this on Twitter from Mark Jovitz's Stern. He said, I myself would say the Supreme Court crosses an important line when it condemns countless Americans to suffer brutal injury and death from gun violence based on the amateurish, results-oriented manipulation of a spotty and incomplete historical record. And he highlights a comment, or part of the decision, on the Bruin decision. It goes without saying that everyone is free to express disagreement with our decisions and criticize our reasoning as they see fit, but saying or implying that the court is becoming an illegitimate institution or questioning our integrity crosses an important line. Mr. Stern also says, I was recently at a federal courthouse and thought about how safe I was going through security. Judges award themselves maximal security against guns and then tell parents around the country they have no power to keep guns out of daycare. Freaking daycare. Now, let's be clear, since Mark Joseph Stern is apparently befuddled, what Judge Glenn Sutterby actually said is that the state of New York cannot mandate that guns be banned in daycares or child care facilities. Private property owners, including daycare providers, can still declare their facilities gun-free zones if that's what they want. My guess is the vast majority of daycares will do that. But New York's sweeping list of sensitive places removed that discretion from many private property owners and made all private property sensitive places by default, something the judge says has no analog in nearly 250 years of this country's history. Stern's premise is also fundamentally flawed. If we want to protect kids as much as we protect our judges, then why isn't he demanding metal detectors and armed security to every daycare center in the nation? It's not a sign that says no guns allowed that serves as the only security in White Houses and courthouses and all these places. And yet that's exactly what apparently Stern believes would serve as an effective security for child care facilities. Gun control lobby is also freaking out. Eric Churchwell, who heads up Everytown's in-house law firm, calling Sutterby an activist judge who's attempting to undermine New York's effort to protect public safety by keeping guns out of the subways, playgrounds, and other sensitive public locations. The problem is that New York isn't keeping guns out of those locations at all. Plenty of guns there. All they're doing is preventing law-abiding citizens from defending themselves in the vast majority of public accessible places. And to be fair, anti-gun activists have a good reason to gnash their teeth and pull their hair out over Sutterby's ruling on Thursday. His opinion is just a sign of what the future holds in store for their plans to criminalize the right to keep and bear arms. The opinion is a signal to all states enacting gun laws that the chances of those laws surviving in court are slim, said Adam Winkler, a law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, who specializes in constitutional law and gun policy. It's really a signal that courts are prepared to strike down many more gun laws than ever before. He added that a case like this, even if it's not the final word, encourages people across the country to challenge gun laws in search of a similar victory. As well it should. And frankly, it's a pretty target-rich environment for lawsuits right now. So what happens next? Well, the state's notice of intent to appeal has already been filed, and the appeal itself must be handed over to the Second Circuit's Court of Appeals by the close of business next Tuesday. And the Second Circuit doesn't have to accept the appeal, by the way. It could turn it down and allow Sutterby's ruling to take effect without hearing arguments, though Winkler expects the court to accept the case and issue a stay, something that attorneys for Gun Owners of America, who brought the suit alongside several individual plaintiffs, say they would appeal on an emergency basis to the Supreme Court. Winkler's probably right, which means the New York post-Bruin gun laws could be making an appearance at the Supreme Court far sooner than Hochul and her anti-gun allies were hoping for, because they were hoping for a few years for it to wind its way through the courts. Their entire strategy, since the court invalidated the state's May issue carry law, has been to put up as many barriers to the right to bear arms as possible, not just treating the Second Amendment as a second-class right, in the words of Clarence Thomas, but as an outright wrong that should be subject to prosecution and imprisonment. And even if the Second Circuit is willing to play along, I doubt very seriously that this Supreme Court is going to do that. The old things that used to work don't work anymore, especially not with this. And it's not going to work with this court because they will probably accept it. There's certain things they're not accepting. There's other things they are. And the right to keep and bear arms seems to be one of those things that they are going to accept. And what they're going to do, what they will probably say if this does come up in front of them, is they're probably going to say, you know, earlier this year we made the call on this. And you guys were instructed what to do, and we even gave you instructions on how to look at things, and apparently our instructions are too complicated for you to understand. So we will make it so that you can understand it. We will make it so you do understand what we're telling you. And then we'll see what we get out of that. That should be an interesting ruling. I just don't understand why. One thing that should come from this, hopefully, is that maybe they won't try some of this stuff where they get out there and throw a bunch of junk against the wall to see what sticks. That would be sort of cool, I kind of think. That would be sort of nice. Anti-gunners, you got to love them. They're willing to try anything. Well, just about anything. Pretty much anything. And the only problem is that what used to take years to handle, I mean, the Bruin decision came down this year. This very well may make it in front of the Supreme Court again this year if they get it on an emergency basis, because they are in session right now. Before I run out of time, remember this, please. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.